This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Good news, our Ranger Buckets are back in stock at the Health Ranger Store. That's healthrangerstore.com. The only reason I mention this is because we've been out of stock for a long time. We were moving our warehouse operation. You know, that's successfully done, thank God. Oh my goodness, I haven't done that much physical work in a long time. I was moving pallet racks, and I was driving the forklift, and I was moving boxes, and I was, you know, organizing the clean out of the old warehouse that we had leased, and the new warehouse that we built. We had to have all the compressed air pipes piped into all the manufacturing equipment that uses compressed air. I mean, everything from squirting grease on the contact points of the doors for the storage areas and so on. I mean, it's just every little thing that you can imagine. You know, I was deeply involved in this whole process, but during all that, we were out of stock of so many things. It was, even I went to the store myself just to buy some stuff because I ran out of astaxanthin. I was going on there to buy some astaxanthin and some of our colloidal silver mouthwash. I used both those products. I also used the shower soap and a bunch of other stuff, frankly. Vitamin C, you know, tons of things that I use, and vitamin D, lots of things. And so I went onto the homepage, and I was trying to buy astaxanthin and cacao nibs and cashews. And it was like, oh, we're out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. I'm like, this is my own store. I can't even get my own stuff because we're out of stock. So I call up my store manager. I'm like, hey, when can we get this back in stock? And she's like, well, you know, we just moved the operation and we're trying to catch up. And here's what we're doing for the next 5 days, this and this and this. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just wait. Like everybody else has to wait because I don't have any magical wand. I can't just walk into the warehouse and wave a wand and say, I wish for cacao nibs for the Health Ranger and have them magically appear. It doesn't work that way. I have to wait just like you do. So the Health Ranger buckets were out of stock for such a long period of time. And it's a difficult product to make because it's like, I don't know how many different types of food are in it, but it's like 12 different things. Like everything is vacuum packed. Everything is vacuum molded actually into a specific brick type shape, like the lentils and the flax seeds and the cashews and everything. And it goes inside this bucket. It takes a lot of manual labor to make those things. That's the thing. And it takes a ton of space. And we were out of space at the previous location. We're just out of space. It was so bad that my store manager was like, I'm not even sure we can make these anymore until we move. Because we just can't lay it out. We just don't have the space. And I was like, oh man, people love these things. We gotta have emergency food in stock because people are buying emergency food in anticipation of the craziness that's coming. We gotta have these in stock. Anyway, we were out of stock, got to the new warehouse, and then now they finally started being able to manufacture them. And I was there one day when they were making them. And they had taken up lots of space and they needed it, and they were packing the buckets. And I think on that day they made like 200 of them or something. And we've got a few hundred in stock right now. Like immediately there were, I don't know, 250 or 300 sold immediately on back order. So the first, I don't know what it was, let's call it 300. The first 300 we made just went right out the door. And then we were back at zero. And so we made more, a few hundred more. So right now, as of the time I'm recording this anyway, the Ranger food buckets are back in stock at the Health Ranger store. What a saga, huh? You never knew it was so difficult for us to keep those in stock. It's not like they're made somewhere else and then just shipped to us. No, we make them. We pack the food. We get the raw materials. We send them to the lab. We get the materials. We quarantine them and we send to the lab for the heavy metals test and the pesticide test and the microbiology test. And the micro test takes extra time because you have to wait like 72 hours for the E. coli to grow if it has E. coli, you can't speed it up. You can't just do that test in 6 hours. It actually takes 3 days just because of, you know, microbiology and everything. So we put all the stuff in quarantine and then wait for all the tests to come back. And meanwhile, our lab is trying to get everything done in a timely manner, you know, multifaceted rooms in the lab and different lab technicians. I got one guy running the ICP-MS, another guy running the microbiology, another person running the mass spec, time of flight, pesticide analysis. And it's like, and then, you know, on certain days, like, oh, the sample cone got dirty on the ICP. Oh, what are you going to do? Sonicate that sucker, clean that sucker. Oh, the plumbing doesn't work on the liquid chromatography front end. No, the nebulizers got jammed up on the ionization interface for the mass spec. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. Well, sonicate those suckers. Clean them out. Get it going. You know, this is what I'm doing in the lab. It's like, keep this stuff running because we've got food to test. We got customers waiting. We're sitting around at the warehouse waiting for this stuff. So get on it. Get me the heavy metals results. We got to clear this stuff and know that it's clean. And then we go, hey, time to manufacture. And then the people in the warehouse make the food. We package it. Then we put it on the website, healthrangerstore.com. And during this whole process, something could fail in the Ranger buckets too. Like one time we were making Ranger buckets, and I think one of them was lentils, one of the raw materials. And these lentils had a microbiology problem. We got in this new batch, and it was like, Mike, the lentils are flagging positive for, I don't know what it was, salmonella or something. This is, of course, when they were in quarantine before we used them, because that's the way you have to do it. You test it first. You don't make the food and then test it. You test the raw materials, and then you make the food if they pass. So this was like, you're serious, a salmonella contaminated lentils? Yep. Okay, send it back. Send it back to the vendor. And now we got to put everything on hold for 3 weeks, and we got to order some more lentils in. You know what I mean? That happens. That's why sometimes we're out of stock, because it just one ingredient in that whole thing goes out of whack, and all of a sudden you can't make the buckets. So that happens before, you know, that has happened. Just one thing. So for us to be able to get all the materials together and make the whole bucket and get it done and get it manufactured and get it to you, it's like a Herculean effort, man. It's, believe me, you don't want to go into this business. Trust me, it is a tough business to manufacture food and do all the quality control and be lab verified and good manufacturing practices, all that stuff, FDA inspected and approved, and freaking USDA organic inspected and approved, laboratory audited, inspected, approved, accredited. It's just the paperwork will drive you insane. But the beauty is we do that for you, so you don't have to worry about it. All you got to do is go on to healthrangerstore.com and just order the Ranger buckets. And you know that we've done all that stuff that I just described. Like, we've done the headache part of it. All you got to do is buy it, store it, and eat it one day. You know it's clean because we've done the testing. You know it's certified organic because we've passed the audits, passed the testing. We're certified, you know. And now it's back in stock. So there you go. If you want some Ranger buckets, get them now while you can. They may not last that long. Who knows? We might have another batch of like salmonella lentils coming in. And no, that's not a flavor. That's a contamination problem. What are you having today? Oh, we're having a bowl of salmonella lentils. Oh, really? You want to eat that? No, we reject that stuff. So don't worry. We test it. You got to test everything for microbiology these days. You know, the peanut butter kills you with E. coli. You know what I mean? So you got to test. We test everything. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. And I hope you appreciate what we're doing for you, too. Keep your food safe, keep it clean, nutritious, organic, authentic. That's what we do. HealthRangerStore.com.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.